אנחנו קוראים בספר
We are reading from the study of the 10 Sefirot, volume 1, part 4, chapter 4, page 234 in Hebrew, item 5.
שוב עמוד רש למד.
Again, page 234 in Hebrew, item 5.
גימל הבחנות בעשר הספירות.
Three discernments in the 10 Sefirot, Keter and the other Sefirot, Malchut, Keter left Reshima and not a Kli. The other Sefirot left Reshimot and Kelim, and Malchut left a Kli and not a Reshima. So did all the Sefirot do, except for Keter, which left the Reshimo for Chochma, but did not make a Bechinat Kli. According to the other Sefirot, how does she differ from the other Sefirot? It is when they rise through Haka'a of what is above them, and the Haka'a of the Reshimo, that the Kelim are made. However, Keter did not have anyone to strike his Reshimo as he rose. Consequently, his Kli was not completed, and Keter left a Reshimo and not a Kli, while the rest of the Sefirot left a Reshimo and a Kli, and Malchut left a Kli and not a Reshimo.
Well, that's clear, because Malchut has no one under her, Keter has no one above him, and the rest of the Sefirot do have someone from above and someone from below. So there's a place for reflecting light that goes down and the bitushim. Keep going.
Item 8, inner light, relates to except for a Keter. It means that that Reshima became the Bechina Kli of the Zachar, male, the Or Chochma, in Keter the Itpashtut Bet, second expansion, called Abde Ak. The Ari writes, for Keter, which left the Reshimo for Chochma, but did not make a Bechinat Kli. It means that he did not make a Bechinat Kli for the Nekeva, for the female of Or Chochma, including the Keter of Itpashtut Bet, the second expansion. Item 9, inner light, relates to, but he did not make a Bechina of Kli. The Ari has already written that the essence of the Bechinat Kelim, the Akudim, was made of the Or Av, coarse light, that remained from the Or of Istalkut, departure itself. You can therefore see that this is not about the Kli, the Keter itself, but rather about the Kelim, the Itpashtut Bet, second expansion, which come after the current Histalkut, departure, where there are Bechinat Zachar, male, and Bechinat Nekeva, female, in Kli de Keter. It is the same in Kli de Chochma, Bina, Yesod, and Malchut. The Kelim of the Zecharim, males, from there, were made of the Reshimot that remain in Kelim de Akudim. And the Kelim of the Nekevot, females, were made of the fallen Nitzotzin, sparks of the descending Or Chozer into the Kelim de Akudim here. It is said, Keter, which left the Reshimot for Chochmah, meaning the Kli of the Zachar, the Or Chochma, in Kli the Keter, the Itpashtut Bet, but did not make a Bechinat Kli, meaning for the Nekeva there.
Ot Yud.
Item 10, inner light, relates to Haka'a in what is above them. Or Chozer Nimshach extends and descends to the emptied Kli by the Zivug de Haka'a in the Bechina above the Kli that has become emptied of Or, meaning after the Or departed from Kli Malchut. This is so because Masach the Bechina Dalet has purified into Bechina Gimel, which is Yesod, and the Zivug in the Kli of Yesod was made. At that time, then Or Chozer descended to Malchut from this Heara, illumination of the Zivug, which was now been emptied of Or. This is the meaning of through Haka'a, striking of what is above them, was the Or Chozer drawn to the Kli.
And then there's a Bitush between the descending reflected light to the Reshimo that remains in the vessel, and then the Tagin come out on the Otiot.
Item 20, inner light, relates to Haka'a of the Reshimot, beating of the Reshimot. The Reshima that remained in the emptied Kli strikes the Or Chozer that descends to its own Kli, because it is opposite to the descending Or Chozer. Nitzotzin, sparks, were born and spread off of the descending Or Chozer as a result of that Haka'a striking, fell into the Kli that had been emptied, and the Kelim were made out of this Nitzotzin. Item 30.
What a cook, are you looking at me like that? It's not clear? Ask? Why not?
I don't understand what is that thing that Sefirah leaves a Reshimo or a Kli.
What's a Sefirah?
That too is a question.
The will to receive with the Masach and the light that is clothed upon that Masach. That's why it shines and it's called a Sefirah. So what happens here? The light departs because the lack of a masach, the light departs. A reshimo remains, a very small light that the vessel holds because it doesn't want to be in order to receive, but remain in order to bestow, but it has no forces to keep bestowing. That's why it remains in some small illumination. And now it receives from above, from the degree above it. That's called the descending reflected light. And that light, that bestowal, that illumination, it enters the vessel of the will to receive and works on that will to receive. There's a new impression from what was there before to what is there now. Let's say yesterday I got an impression from something about some subject, and today I'm impressed from something else. It just came to me. So what do I do? These both impressions collide in me. And then what happens? This new impression, when it comes, it enters and controls me. Let's say I got rid of what I had yesterday. I couldn't hold on to it anymore. I had some kind of inspiration. I got this knowledge about something. Let's say I looked at something and I thought it's really nice. And that was the impression I got. Then you come and you start explaining, no, it's not correct, it's not so good, it's not so pretty. And I, this impression I had, it went by. It's not burning in me anymore because you came and you just start pressuring me and you're all burning from your impression, and I'm not, because in your degree there's light, so that's your inner light, and for me it isn't. It was already there, it's past. Only a reshimo has remained from it, an impression. So you influence me, I'm under your influence, that you're convincing me that no, that's not worth it, you should do this, look at it, it's not what you're saying, it's like what I'm saying. Okay. So I am under pressure, under your influence, for a while. What's time? It's when you have light and I have a reshimo. But for now, you're undergoing a process too. And the light from you is raising to a higher degree. And a reshimo has remained. Your reshimo and my reshimo. My reshimo is stronger than yours. And I go back to my prior inspiration. I got out of your influence, and now I'm in my influence. And I come back and say, he knows nothing. I'm going back to my opinion. How do I say it? I'm right. I understand better. And I remain there. But what happened now? Now, you bestow upon me. I let go of my opinion. Then when I go back to my opinion, anyway, there's additions of vessels here. There's an integration between the levels, between your level and my level. That's how all kinds of discernments are created, mutual discernments. And they are the vessels, specifically them, between this and that. The vessels and the will to receive. The differences between the desires, between the intentions, between the fulfillments, those are the vessels. That's it. Those are the results we have from the departing of the lights. That's what he writes. Yeah.
Reshimo, isn't it a state which is destined to be revealed, a state that already exists and is supposed to emerge?
Reshimo, first of all, it's what was, not the future. How do I know what's going to be in the future? It's written, obviously all the Reshimot will be filled, but the Reshimo is something that remains from a previous state.
Meaning it remains from this first state.
Oh, yeah.
So, when we say that Reshimot emerge, it emerges from the first state, that this is what it means?
Yeah, there's a few kinds of Reshimot. There's Reshimot that rise, Reshimot that fall, Reshimot that remain.
Okay, and what is the meaning of leaving a Kli? Because he says that the Sifra also leaves the Kli. He writes about Malchut that she leaves the Kli and not Reshimot. So what is the difference here?
A general deficiency. We'll see it in inner observation. There's a very strong one here in this part. Keep going.
We are in Adam 30, inner light, relates to the words of Dari, and she became a Bechina of Kelim. Meaning the Kelim for the purpose of the Kelim of Itpashtut Bet, second expansion. However, the Kelim de Akudim de Itpashtut Aleph, the first expansion, were made of the Orav, as the Ari said. Adam 40 relates to the words of the Ari, Keter does not have anyone to strike its Reshimot while it ascends. When the Masach reached the complete Hizdakhut, purification, as the Bechina of the Ma'atzil, Emanator, its power ceased, and there was no Zivug Da'aka in him any longer that would lower Or Chozer and Kli de Keter after the Or had been emptied.
Because there's nothing above Keter.
Consequently, his Kli was not completed, for there are no Nitzotzin of the descending Or Chozer there, as he has explained.
That's why this vessel isn't complete. On a different discernment from Malchut. Yes.
Item 6, the words of Dari. After the Histalkut, departure, the Orot returned to their place in Parzuf Abdeak, except for Or Keter. Then there was a bitush between the Reshimot de Keter and Or Chochma on each other. And two Kelim came out, one for Keter and one for Chochma, which are Zachar, male, and Nekeva, female, in Rosh Abdeak. Indeed, after the reception of this Sefirot from the Ma'atzil, from the Emanator, they returned to their place, except for Keter. The Kli of Keter had only been made on the return, because when Chochmah re-entered him, Or Chochma struck the Reshimo that Keter placed in his place. These were double strikes. For since the Reshimo of Keter is a higher Bechina than Chochma, it therefore strikes Chochma and generates Nitzotzin, sparks. Likewise, Chochma, since she now comes from above, she stands on the Reshimo, and she is higher than it. As a result, she now struck the Reshimo and generated other Nitzotzim. As a result, there are two Kelim now. One for the Reshimo of Keter, and another for Chochmah that now came. We have already discussed at length in a different place how there is Zachar and Nukva, male and female, in Keter, which are the two we mentioned here, namely the Reshimo and the Chochmah. We are in item 50. Or Pnimi, inner light, relates to item 6, the words of the Ari. However, after receiving those Sefirot, item 50, we must thoroughly understand this matter of reception, that the Sefirot received from the Ma'atzil, emanator, after the ascent to him. You will understand this matter after you thoroughly know the matter of Hishtalkut, departure of the 10 Sefirot de Guf, and their ascent to the Ma'atzil, emanator. Know that all this is drawn from and connected with Or Malchut only, meaning the Masach and Or Chozer in Malchut. That is because there is no other Or in Malchut, for she never receives any Or Yashar, direct light. Thus, all the Or in her is but the Or Chozer, extends by the Zivug de Haka'a in her Masach. The Aviyut, the coarseness, the Bchina Dalet, is the Kli of Malchut, and the Masach that detains the Or Elyon, the upper light, from expanding to Aviyut, the Bchina Dalet, along with the Or Chozer that ascends because of it, are regarded as the Or of Malchut. You can therefore see that the essence of the issue of the ascent of the Orot to the Ma'atzil is connected only to the ascent of Malchut. Ascending means purifying and equalizing the form with the Elyon, with the Upper One. The Hishtabu Tzura, equivalence of form with the Upper One, brings him and connects him with the Elyon. Thus, the issue of the Hizdakhut, purification of the Aviyut, pertains only to Malchut, where there is Aviyut. However, there isn't any Kli whatsoever in the upper 9 Sefirot, and they are only regarded as a complete O. Thus, how can we refer to the Hizdakhut, purification of the Aviyut in them? Indeed, the matter of the ascent and the Hizdakhut, purification, refers solely to Malchut, and not to the Kli of Malchut, as the Kelim never purify from their Aviyut, coarseness. Instead, it refers to the corrected Masach in Kli Malchut. You already know the issue of the four levels that extend by the Zivug de Akan de Masach from the beginning of its Hizdakhut until it is purified to Bechinat Ma'atzil. Know that these levels that gradually diminish are the very Sefirot of which the Ari says that they rose to the Ma'atzil. Though there are 10 Sefirot in each and every level, they are still measured by the name of the highest Sefirah in their level. Though the level of Bechina Gimel has 10 Sefirot that only reach the level of Chochmah, she is still regarded as Or Chochmah entirely, after the name of the highest Sefirah on the level. Similarly, the 10 Sefirot of the level of Bechina Bet, reaching Bina, is only called Bina. Bechina Aleph is called Zeranpin, and Bechinat Keter and Shoresh, root, is called Malchut. You should also know that these Reshimot that the Orot of Akudim placed in their Kelim after their Hishtalkut, departure, remained only in Kli Malchut. It is so because she is the designated Kli for all 10 Sefirot de Akudim. This is the Or Av that the Ari refers to above, which is the Bechinat Kelim of Akudim themselves. Also, this is where the Orot place the Rashimot. It is therefore necessary that it is Bechinat Malchut alone, for there is no Aviyut in the upper nine. It has been clarified there in Or Pnimi, inner light, that this Or Av, coarse light, is the Or Chozer, reflected light in Malchut, that expanded with it from her and within her to clothe the 10 Sefirot de Or Yashar from above downward, called Guf. Thus, it is clear that all the Reshimot that remained from the first Hitpashtut, from the first expansion after her departure, necessarily remained only in Malchut. It has been clarified that Malchut consists of all the Reshimot that remained of Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion. After the Masach rose to Malchut de Rosh, meaning when the Masach had purified from all its Aviyut, it came to Hishtavut Tzura, equivalence of form, with Malchut de Rosh. Thus, the Masach that rose also consists of all the Reshimot that remained in Malchut, except for Reshimot de Bechina Daled, as the last Bechina does not leave a Reshimo. Now you understand the Ari's words here, who says, after the reception of this Sefirot from the Ma'atzil, from the Emanator, they return to their place, except for Keter. The ascent of the Masach of Malchut de Guf rose to Malchut de Rosh, called Bechinat Ma'atzil, Emanator of the Guf, occurred by the power of the Hishtavut Tzura, equivalence of form with it. Therefore, it is found to be joining and mixing with the Masach in Malchut de Rosh as a single Bechina. The Masach in Malchut de Rosh is always there in Zivug de Aka'a, for there is no hizdakhut, no purification in the Rosh. Thus, the Masach de Guf that rose and mingled with it works along with it for the Zivug de Haka'a and for raising Or Chozer from below upward, that is done in the Rosh. It is so because it mingles in the same Bechinat Aviyut that is in the Masach in Malchut de Rosh.
Everybody's eyes are in the text and expecting the light that reforms, first of all. Afterwards, try and understand a bit, as much as you can. But the main thing is the light that reforms. Please.
We're in page 236 in Hebrew, in the middle. You already know that these Rashimot that remained in Malchut de Guf are contained in the Masach that rose to the Rosh, which are only up to Aviyut de Bechina Gimel. That is because there was no Reshima left from Aviyut de Bechina Daled. Thus, once Masach de Guf mingled and came in the Zivug on Masach de Rosh and received from it the Aviyut from below upward that is contained in it, in that state, the Reshimot contained in it for Malchut de Guf reawakened and returned to their first Aviyut, meaning Aviyut from above downward, as it is in the Guf. Consequently, the Masach was first contained in Malchut de Rosh and gained the Aviyut from below upward, that is in the Rosh. Then, the Reshimot contained in the Masach awakened and gained Aviyut as well. And the Aviyut overturned in them and became Bechinat from above downward. You should understand the great difference between the Aviyut, coarseness from below upward, to the Aviyut from above downward. From below upward implies resistance to Hitlapshut, resistance to clothing. Though there is no feature of Halbasha there whatsoever, For that reason, she is Bechinat Rosh, called Keter or Ein Sof. Its opposite is Bechinat Aviyut from above downward, meaning Bechinat complete Halbasha, complete clothing on the Or Yashar. For that reason, it is called Guf or Neetzal, emanated being, and it is never called Ein Sof or Ma'atzil, emanator. This discernment is in the Rosh and Guf of all the Partsufim in the Olamot. The Masach had been completely purified from its aviyut and equalized its form with Bechinat Malchut of Rosh, which is completely clean from the aviyut from above downward. In that state, it is obvious that the Reshimot contained in it are completely silent. They are regarded as non-existent. And Masach de Guf becomes contained in Masach de Rosh with the aviyut from below upward. However, since the Masach has gained aviyut, though it is but aviyut from below upward, still the silent and resting Reshimot contained in the Masach awakened and were revived because of that. Meaning, they too gained aviyut. However, since these reshimot came from the guf, where they had already been clothed, the aviyut naturally turned in them into bechinat from above downward into bechinat guf. Consequently, the masach acquired a shinui tzura, disparity of form that is very different from the rosh, as the difference between bechinat rosh and bechinat guf. At the same moment when the aviyut from above downward appeared in the masach that is bechinat guf, the Masach returned, it left the Rosh, and descended to the Guf, though not to Bechinat Dalet of the Guf called Tabur, but only to Bechinat Gimel of the Guf called Chazeh. This is because the Masach could not gain Aviyut, but only up to Bechinat Gimel, as Bechinat Dalet did not leave a Reshimo in the Masach. You find that the Masach that rose to the Ma'atzil acquired two Bechinot Aviyut there. Aviyut from below upward by the power of the initial Hitkalelut, inclusion in Malchut de Rosh, and Aviyut from above downward that reawakened and returned to the Reshimot contained in it. Thus, the Masach left Malchut de Rosh to the place of the Chazeh in the Guf. Then it generated Bechinat Zivug de Haka'a of Bechinat 10 Sefirot of Rosh from the Chazeh upward by the force of the Aviyut from below upward containing it. Meaning, only the level of Chochmah. It is so because it only has Aviyut, the Bechinat Gimel. After that, it expanded from the Chazeh downward to Bechinat 10 Sefirot de Guf by the force of the Aviyut from above downward contained in it. This is called Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion. It is said, after the reception of these 10 Sefirot from the Ma'atzil, meaning after Masach de Guf had purified entirely, regarded as having risen to the Ma'atzil, which is Malchut de Rosh, there it once more received power to expand to Hitlabshut, clothing of 10 Sefirot as in the beginning. In other words, the Aviyut reawakened in the Reshimot in it, up to Bechina Gimel, at which time it returned to its place in Malchut de Guf as in the beginning. In that state, Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion, occurred in the 10 Sefirot of Rosh and Guf as in the beginning, and Zeranpin returned to their place, meaning the place of Malchut de Guf.
That's how Partsuf Ab came. So, next is, we're continuing the whole Pnimi, right? We read 50, right?
Yeah, we read Adam 50, and now 60 above, no, 60 relates to except for Keter. On page 237, the words of the Ari, small item 60 relates to except for Keter.
Again, the intention is for the light that reforms. And also a bit, try and a bit of knowledge here, a bit of knowledge there, then they all connect. And you kind of understand more what we're talking about. It's still, it's the structure of our soul. There is no more or less in this. It's only one thing was created, a soul. And we are learning about its structure, its nature, its behavior. That is what is happening here.
So item 60 below, inner light. The Masach did not become more av, coarser, by its itkalilut, inclusion in Malchut de Rosh, only up to Bechina Gimel, as Bechina Dalet did not leave Reshimo. The itpashtut, the expansion on Masach de Bechina Gimel, is only up to the level of Chochma, lacking or Keter. It is said they all returned to their place except for Keter. It turns out that O Chochmah close in Kli de Keter, O Bina in Kli de Chochmah, O Zeranpin in Kli de Bina, and O Malchut in Kli de Zeranpin. Thus, Malchut remained without O. Item 70 relates to the words of the Ari, and then the Kli of Keter was made only in the return. Meaning, Kli de Nukva, female de Keter, which is O Chochmah, clothed in Kli de Keter, which is missing here for the above reason. Item 80, inner light, relates to O Chochmah stroke the Reshimo, which Keter placed in its place. The or in the level of Chochmah that comes to clothe Kli de Keter resembles the nature of the above mentioned descending or Chozer. It is in contrast with the Oresh of Reshimo, and they beat on each other. Rav, well, that's clear. It's like Bchina Gimel and Bchina Dalet, the descending reflected light goes down. Also, or Abba that enters Kli de Keter, it's the same. This is the relationship between them. Item 8 and 90. Item 90 relates to, and they were double beatings. Since the Reshima that remains from Hitpashtut Aleph, from the first expansion, is higher than Chochmah, as she reaches Keter, it is in contrast with O Chochmah that comes now, whose level is only up to Chochmah. Also, there is a merit to O Chochmah, for it now comes from above downward to clothe in the Kelim.
That's the actual light, not the Reshimo.
However, the Reshimo is imprinted with the desire to depart from Hitlapshut, clothing, although she does not, in fact, ascend.
That even that it's a Reshimo that belongs to the same vessel, it's still the Reshimo and not the light.
Item 100 relates to above, one for Reshimo de Keter and one for Chochmah that now comes. It means that Or Av, coarser light that fell from the Reshimo by the Haka'a, striking of Or Chochmah in it, became a Kli for the Or Reshima, which is the Bechinat Zachar, male of the Kli de Keter. The Kli for Or Chochmah in Kli de Keter, which is the Bechinat Nekeva, female of the Kli de Keter, was made of the Nitzotzin that fell from the Or Chochmah by the Haka'a of the Or Reshima in it. Though there is already a Kli for the Zachar, the Kli de Keter, it is still ended and renewed by the Haka'a, by the striking of Or Chochmah.
Read it again, please.
Item 100 relates to one for Reshimo de Keter and one for Chochmah that now comes. It means that the Or Av, coarse light that fell off the Reshimo by the Haka'a for Chochmah in it, became a Kli for the Or Reshimo. which is the Bechinat Zachar, male of the Kli de Keter. The Kli for the Chochma in Kli de Keter, which is the Bechinat Nekeva, female of the Kli de Keter, was made of the Nitzotzin that fell from the O Chochma by the Haka of the O Reshima in it. Though there is already a Kli for the Zachar, the Kli de Keter, it is still ended and renewed by the Haka of O Chochma.
Reish,
200? We don't have something after Reish?
There is a 200. We have already elaborated on this matter elsewhere.
Yeah, there's no Shin.
So, we are in item 7, the words of the Ari. Item 7, the words of the Ari. The Hizdakut, purification, in the Hizdakut, departure in Akudim, are somewhat similar to the abolition of the Melachim in the Olam den Hanikudim, who died and were revoked.
We see how he likes to make those comparisons.
Now you can understand how in Olam HaAkudim there is also some extent of the abolition of the Melachim, as those Melachim who regained in the land of Edom, who reigned in the land of Edom, died and revoked, as mentioned in the study of Olam HaNikudim. After all, the matter of the concealment of the Orot HaKudim and their ascent to their Ma'atzil, emanator, is also the abolition of the Melachim here. Item 300, inner light, relates to the concealment of the Orot. Both were the ascents of the Orot to the Ma'atzil, meaning the Hizdakhut, purification of the Masach. And so the ways are equal too. It is written in length in my book, Panim Meirot Umasbirot, regarding the breaking of the vessels. Adam 8, above the words of Dari.
There's no explanation here. What do you...
The difference between them is that here there was a corruption in order to correct, while the Nikudim there was an actual shattering and death. However, the difference between them is that here in Akudim, the corruption was in order to correct and ruin in order to build, as the prime intention was to rise in order to make Bechinot Kelim. However, in Nikudim, there was an actual abolition and death. Despite that, since the Kelim began to manifest a little from the Akudim, hence, here too, there had been some revocation. Item 400, inner light, relates to corruption in order to correct. The levels in the Masach gradually diminish by the Hizdakhut, purification in the Masach. And its Otsin fell from every upper Bechinah to its inferior. This is the beginning of the association of Midat HaRachamim with Din, judgment with mercy, because the Nitzotzin of the upper Bechina are as Midat HaRachamim to the lower. It is known that the association of Midat HaRachamim, mercy, with Din, judgment, is the foundation for the existence of the Olam. It is written, in Akudim the corruption was in order to correct, and ruin in order to build. This is like the breaking of the vessels, where the Nitzotzin, sparks, fell in order to revive them with Midat HaRachamim, quality of mercy. And the only difference between them is that there is only a corruption, and there was an actual abolition and death.
That it's also corruption, also annulment, also death and shattering and... It's all to reveal the gap between the light and the vessel.
Chapter 5. We read item 8.
Yeah, chapter 5.
Chapter 5 explains the inner and surrounding orot of Akudim contains 8 issues. One,
I recommend to get used to the study of the Ten Sefirot. Afterwards, we're going into chapter 6, which is a very important part, central part about spirituality. So please, get used to the words, get used to the language, this approach. Pay attention. Gradually. Go.
Chapter 5 explains the inner surrounding Orot of Akudim contains 8 issues. 1. Orot de Akudim have 10 inner Sefirot and 10 surrounding Sefirot. They illuminate in Bechinat Panim, anterior, to the sides and all around Ak. 2. The Or Pnimi, the inner light, shines at half the thickness of the wall of the Kli from inside, the Or Maki from the outside, and the Kli shines and purifies through both of them. 3. Since the Or Maki, surrounding light, is much greater than the Or Pnimi, inner light, the Chitzoniut, externality of the Kli, where the Or Maki, surrounding light, close, should be pure and better than the Pnimiut, internality of the Kli, where the Or Pnimi, inner light, is clothed. 4. A second reason, if the Chitzoniut, externality of the Kli, had not been pure, the Or Makif would not have been able to connect with the Or Pnimi. 5. The Pnimiut, internality of the Kli, is purer than the Chitzoniut, externality of the Kli, as the Or Pnimi is limited in her and receives complete Heara, illumination. The Or Makif, however, shines from afar in the Chitzoniut, in the externality of the Kli. 6. The lower the Olamot, the more imperfect they are. 7. Until Olam HaNikudim, there were 5 inner and 5 surrounding, and the changes were according to the proximity of the surrounding to the inner. 8. From Nikudim down, there are no more than 5 inner and 2 surrounding, and there cannot be less than that.
So a few questions here about surrounding and internal ones. We'll see that inside. But in general, is this okay? Do we understand? Tzvika asked something.
I'm laughing, really. I remember that you said that there was someone who studied with Rabash who knew all tests, who did this whole process by heart. What, he was in spirituality?
No.
So how do you explain this?
Like Bala Sulam explained about the Jerusalem Kabbalists, they know this by heart. They study it. They imagine all kinds of actions. There is logic here. There's an order here. There is things that a person with a good mechanical brain can remember this. You can put all these conditions into a computer and organize it that it's clear to you that it's a system. Just like, like a plane. That's such a system.
So even if we understand what is written here, really understand.
If you understand with your current brain what is written here, it doesn't mean anything.
Okay, so even if I will make an effort to understand,
it's not worth the efforts.
It's not going to help me. So what's going to help us?
If you think how I can reach to this degree, meaning that I want to have the aviut and the masach and the reflected light and the inner light and the surrounding light, and it'll all take place in me. I want to know means that Adam knew Eve to connect. That's what I want.
So we have to reach a total feeling.
Where do you think you wrote this from?
From feeling.
Is it written anywhere? Whatever is taking place in him, that's what he writes about. Not only him, all the Kabbalists. By getting this understanding and this feeling from inside, you can say from above, but what is above? From inside, from attaining this, they check it, they pass it from generation to generation, and according to that, they determine that, yeah, true, I feel it, so I'm allowed to write about it. And then they write.
There's something perhaps is related to us, but it keeps repeating itself. Then we might understand what's happening. He says, from every upper bechina, nitzotzim fer to a lower bechina, which is the beginning of the association of midat harachamim with din. Then he begins to explain, what does it mean?
There's already a connection between all the parts in the vessel. First of all, every part was defined as, like Keter and Galgalta, there's lights, vessels, each one, first time, lights enter the vessels, that's it. Then, when the lights start departing the vessel, then there's bitushim, and they have surrounding lights working, there's reflected light, there's tagin, otiyot. There's already a more interconnection as a result of an action. And then, from these more interconnections, more inner vessels are created, like on the second degree, secondary vessels. And they are more complex. They are prepared for higher frequency, for more precise discernments. Just as we, let's say, in our development, first, we build everything from rocks and stones, then from metals, then from electricity. Today, it's from electricity to measurements. There's like databases. Between the databases, you have wires, and that's how we build everything.
The nitzotzim, this is something that exists, or I make them? The nitzotzim written about here, this is something existing, or I create them as a result of a process I'm going through?
The sparks, and after the actions of man, yes.
So what are these nitzotzim, sparks? How do you explain nitzotzim, as he mentioned here? What are these nitzotzim?
That if there is a collision between contradicting vessels that don't equalize between them, in their collision come the sparks. Where are those sparks? That you say, don't understand anything, I don't get it, what's happening here? And then suddenly, oh, that's a spark.
The friction is the spark?
It's a result.
So what is this friction you're talking about? How is it made? What is the essence of the action here?
That's called that there's two kinds, different kinds of bestowal. And something mutual.
But what is the essence of the action? As a result of what do we get such friction? For example, if I sit with a friend here, then fine, awesome.
Yesterday I had the steak in the restaurant. Today don't have the money for the steak, so they say, you can take a piece of salami.
Oh, okay, salami, restaurant, me and my friend. Me and my friend are sitting here.
Well, it's better with the salami.
He's called the salami, yeah. If I sit here at the table, I always try to get it to my tent. I sit here, I'm nice to him, he's nice to me. Can we cause sparks or not?
I don't want to get into this.
What is this friction you're talking about between us? What is this friction?
No, it's a different kind of friction here. Here, it's friction between degrees of bestowal. It's not one receiving, the other bestowing, or both receiving. Two egoists. No. Here, it's friction of bestowal to bestowal. Who's more, who's less. We scrutinize it. It's all scrutiny, and it's under the general masach that it says that it all works only for bestowal, maximum bestowal.
You are talking about ascending degrees.
It's always we're talking about this. That's a tendency. Moscow. Moscow.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Вопрос от Олега.
Oleg is asking, it's hard to distinguish a coarser and purer light. How can we tell them apart? How can we distinguish them?
It depends on its source. Let's say here the easiest is to say that the pure source that comes from above, from its course that comes from below. That's it. More Moscow, yeah.
No. Что значит, что в мире есть меньшее совершенство по сравнению с
другими? What does it mean that in the world there is less wholeness with regard to other worlds?
It's difficult to say something about it in the upper worlds, because there we are still speaking in the cascading from above downwards. From above downwards, there still aren't deficiencies. There's just scrutinizing the order between lights and vessels. And the vessels in Galgalta Apsag Mabon, every vessel towards itself is whole, it's complete. It's doing maximum it can. Whatever, it's implementing itself in 100%. That's why there's no matter of more or less in a vessel, if you could say it, towards the lower ones, towards all kinds of ways we use them, we could say, yeah, but they themselves aren't. Because in a relative way, every vessel is implementing itself 100%. That's why even when we speak about Oviyut, Masachim, Rishimot, we say more or less, but it's still altogether towards the latter of degrees, but not as the vessel itself, because small, big, if each one implements himself with what he's given, so they're equal, because it all depends on the Creator and by giving the aviyut and the conditions for implementing. That's why the vessel implementing all the vessels he got from the Creator, he's called complete.
Ken. Ken, Moscow.
Yeah, Moscow.
Еще один вопрос. Вот такой. Зачем
Why did Kabbalist write us in such a way that it supposedly has an inner sense and it can give someone the illusion that he can study it intellectually? If the purpose is to draw the surrounding light, so why should we study it this way?
Look. There's a lot, like we said, there's four languages that explain who we are and where we are. Kabbalists need to do this special work. They don't explain something we can grasp in our corporeal vessels, because that we learn about that and all kinds of other wisdoms of this world in order to bring us to spiritual implementation. They write it in a few ways. See, the language of the Kabbalah, the Agadah, the Torah, the Midrash, there's a lot of possibilities, and also in them there are all kinds of little nuances in each and every language, and also the way the languages connect between those four languages. It's a problem how to explain it all. As he says in the Istaklut Primit part 1, that Kabbalists found a way to speak through the language of the branches. So how do you want them to write? Or to not write anything? Just not write anything. Let's say they wouldn't write anything, and you start discovering all of these discernments like Adam HaRishon, from nothing. From nothing. And then you would find the letters, the shapes of the letters, the order of the letters, and the Sfirot, and the Paltzufim, until you will get it, all of the wisdom from your inspiration. They want to pass the wisdom from generation to generation, whoever wants it. That's why. That's what they did. Obviously, there's opportunities for people that like studying. I saw people that just like studying. Let's say Rabash had a son, Shmuel, that he really liked studying. He didn't do anything in the work of the Creator, in an inner change, but studying it, he really liked it. He was a messenger from he worked for a veterinarian, and he was his gopher, and used to travel around the world, and he took tests with him everywhere. That's it. And he used to write all kinds of things and questions, and he used to come and study when he came to Israel, and only to study, but he really knew it beautifully. He knew it very well. But again, we don't respect it, because what does he get from filling his brain with all kinds of assumptions from tests? We will go to the next part and try and keep the intention.
And let's sing a song together first.
ואין נרו שלו כנר חברו. צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמול ולגלות את אור הנר ברבים להאיר לבבות. רק ניצוץ לא ידליק את אור האהבה, אבל יחד יהיה לכם קומה של קדושה. רק בינינו נדליק את אור האהבה, משלבת גדולה. שכל איש ידע שבו יש נר שדולם ונרו שלו כנר חברו. צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמוד